Our scripture lesson today comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 1 through 12. I invite you to find your own Bible and open and read along as we listen for God's word for us today. Do not judge so that you may not be judged. For with the judgment you make, you will be judged, and the measure you give will be the measure you get. Why do you see the speck in your neighbor's eye, but do not notice the log in your own eye? Or how can you say to your neighbor, "Let me take the speck out of your eye," while the log is in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your neighbor's eye. Do not give what is holy to dogs, and do not throw your pearls before swine, or they will trample them underfoot and turn and maul you. Ask, and it will be given you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for bread, will give a stone? Or if the child asks for a fish, will give a snake? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him? In everything, do to others as you would have them do to you. For this is the law and the prophets, the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Friends, what a fitting day that we find ourselves here together in worship, woven by the same spirit, even though we are very distant. Our friends here in the sanctuary, this beautiful staff of yours who are leading through worship, I can attest you are practicing it right now, but we are still held together with that same spirit. And even though you find yourself on a couch or a lawn chair or wherever you might be today, we are held together by Christ's love, woven as one body. I understand you all have been making your way through the Sermon on the Mount as a sermon series, and today our story is what Joyce read for you. But today we are going to focus on what it means to come to our God with an ask. If I were to go back in time and talk to myself in 2019 and to say, John, what things would you ask for in the coming year? What are your hopes, your dreams? What do you want to see come to fruition in the year 2020? If I'm honest, and I asked myself a year ago, what would you hope that this year, especially this time of this year, would you think you would be doing and your life would look like? Well, it would probably be some super generic things. I'd hope for health and safety and security of my family. We have two young children, both under 3 years old. So I'm hoping that they would develop into great children and find safety and security and comfort in their home surrounded by their family. I'd probably have some asks of this new job that I have. I'm not even been in the seat 1 year yet. So I'd ask that I learned and I grew and I picked up more skills and I helped this beautiful body known as National Capital Presbytery grow and expand and be the most faithful witnesses to Jesus' light as they can. I'd probably have some other things further down the list, right? I'd probably ask for a better way to save money or finish some of the home projects I've been delaying for a couple of months now. If you said list out 75, I probably could come up with 75 things that I hoped would happen in the year 2020. But if I'm honest, if I'm open and real with you here this morning at National, if I'm honest, what would have not cracked that list is what we see right now. Potentially fixing this plight of people of color, especially Black Americans who look like myself, that fixing what the problem that has been around in this country for 400 years would be an ask of mine. I wouldn't have asked it. You know why? Because it has been so ingrained in me that this is just how it is that the struggles, the questions that I ask myself every single day walking around the streets in this country, will someone second guess me? Will someone see me as a threat? Will someone accuse me of doing something that I didn't did? I had just assumed, it is now woven into my skin, that that is just the way it's gonna be. Of course, I hope that it's not. Of course, I dream that it's not. But if you asked me a year ago and you said, what did you hope for 2020? That would have not have made the list, which is hard and shameful for me to admit that if I had the chance to ask, I wouldn't put the thing that hurts me the most on that list because I had swallowed that this is just the way that it is going to be in this country. We'll work at it. We'll take some chips here and there at it, but this is just the plight that we all face. I didn't ask, but my being, but the fiber of who I am, it doesn't ask, it screams out every single day. It screams that can we make a change? Can more people see the struggle that so many of us face every single day? Can more people become aware? And if so, maybe something will change. Maybe something will be different. I didn't ask it for my hopes for this coming year, but my body, my being, my spirit asks for it every single day. See, there's this dance about asking and receiving. When you ask something, you build up this inertia, you build up this energy that's focused and directed toward that ask. I have two sons. One is 2.5. And as you can imagine, he asks a lot of questions right now. And he is focused in on his ask. This energy, this passion is funneled. Everything, his movement, his body, the way he's sitting, it is all pointed toward getting what he wants. The snack, the juice, the show, the bike, whatever it might be. It is all focused toward this ask. And then there is this beautiful switch that happens when he finally does get the thing that he wants. That energy is released and it then transfers into joy and celebration because he has received what he has finally asked for. When we ask something, when we especially come to God to ask something, we bring that same inertia, we bring that same energy into our request. So much of our heart, our mind, our being is taken up in that ask. So then, when we receive it, when we get what it is we are asking for, what then do we do with that empty space? What then do we do with all of that space inside of us that was filled with energy and passion and drive and direction to get the ask? What is it filled with? What does it allow us then to be able to do? See, God knows that when we come to the very feet of our Creator, when we come to God with our open heart for an ask, for a request, for a concern, seeking to find something that we don't know the answer to, knocking on a door that we hope opens us to a new way of life, when we come with that, we bring, just like my 2-year-old son, Arthur, energy, passion, focus, direction toward that ask. And then when our just and merciful God answers us, we too can step into what that joy and celebration of receiving might actually be like. This sermon that Jesus is giving is to a crowd of people who are asking for their occupiers, for the Roman Empire, to be looser on them, who are asking for the injustice that holds them only in certain positions be lifted. They are a people who are asking for some type of justice. So in this sermon, Jesus doesn't just address how to make that happen, but addresses the heart of how to go about doing it. Knowing that in your ask and then in your receiving, you will be transformed. If you bring your heart to God, if you bring the requests that are deep inside your soul to God, once those have been met, once those asks have been answered, you then will be transformed. Transformation is not a new idea to Jesus. That is what the idea of repentance is all about. Might my heart, my mind, my being be changed so that I can see something differently, so that I might be able to move through the world very differently. So friends, gathered here around computers and 4G networks or however you find yourself today, friends who are watching this recorded later on, ask. Hopefully, there is something now burning in your heart that wasn't there before. Hopefully you have seen something, heard something that has decided to make your energy be an ask, a request, a seek, a knock, that something might change and transform in this country. But know that if you are bringing these asks, know that if you are bringing these to the very feet of our God, it won't just be change in the land, it will be change in our hearts. That we, God's beautiful representation of Christ's living body here on earth, if we as a collective come to our God finally and ask and channel all of our energy, our passion, our commitment to see something else happen, to see something change, if we trust our God, those things will be answered. Which means our hearts will be changed, which means our minds will be transformed, which means the way we navigate through our world will be very different. See, I no longer ask God to see me as whole as a black man in America. Me and God, we're good. I know how God sees me. What I'm asking, what I as a black man in America am asking, is that everyone else, is that this system that we hold up sees me that the way my God does. That I then don't have to share the same messages with my two black sons that my mother and her father and her great-grandfather had to share with them in order to navigate through this country safely. That is what I am asking. And right now, in this past week and a half, I have seen more hearts, more passion from people who remained neutral, people who saw this idea of a racist system in our country as a bad thing, move toward the place to say, I am ready to see something change. I am ready to bring my ask to the feet of God, that we, as a people, we as a country might change a wrong that has existed now for 400 years. When we bring that ask forward, know that the steps of transformation in our heart are beginning. So, for many of you, it might just be that first step. How is it that I ask? How is it that I let go of something that I might have previously thought? What am I knocking for which door to open for a new way of seeing things? What am I seeking? What do I want to find? What needs to change about the way that I see and do things? This past couple of days in the news, we have seen this play out. As you're very probably familiar now with the quarterback, Drew Brees, who came out and made one statement. He listened to other voices around him that said that was not the most appropriate statement to make right now. He asked, he knocked, he seeked. Something started to change in his heart. And then he made another statement that got him closer to this issue and finally comes out with a beautiful understanding of I had missed the point before. What I'm asking for now is help in seeing how I might help this thing go forward. He looked inside and he asked. The NFL, the National Football League. I'm a huge football fan. I played football through high school and through college. Football is one of the things that I get most excited about. And never, never in my wildest dreams did I ever think the NFL would ask, would seek, would knock, to understand, to know more, to partner in this struggle, See, when we make that first step into asking, we begin to step in the transformation that Christ is calling us forward. But friends, what I am hopeful for right now is not just that more of us ask and not more of us knock and not more of us seek, but that we be ready for when that answer does come, that we are then able to step into what Christ is calling us to do. When that door is open after we knock, that we then have the courage to actually step into it, letting go of previous assumptions or assertions that we might have held before, being committed to the transformation of our hearts, our minds, our souls, our very being, because we have then asked. And our God, who is merciful and just and beautiful and wonderful, is there to answer and to invite us into what might be next. Friends, let us now turn to our God in prayer. Loving God, we thank you. We thank you for the love that you have shown all of us, for the redemption that we know we can lean into through the work of the Christ. Today, God, we ask that our hearts who are eager to ask, our hearts that are eager to knock, our hearts that are eager to seek, might find an answer from you that not just transforms this world, but transforms our hearts to more in line to the people, to the world that you created us to be. We pray these things in your powerful and wonderful name. Amen.